You're listening to WYSO on WYSO.org and NPR One. More than 10,000 so-called Dreamers live in Ohio. The undocumented young people were brought to the United States as children. And since 2012, they've been shielded from deportation under the Obama-era Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program. It allowed them to temporarily remain in the country without a path to U.S. citizenship. In September, Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced the Trump administration's decision to end the program.
Failure to enforce the laws in the past has put our nation at risk of crime, violence, and terrorism. The compassionate thing to do is end the lawlessness, enforce our laws. And if Congress chooses to make changes to those laws, to do so through the process set forth by our founders.
And without action from Congress, several thousand DACA recipients in the Miami Valley have just a few more months before they could be deported. In this story, we meet one of those DACA recipients whose future in America is now uncertain. At Miami University, Maria Sanchez has been following the debate over the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, but she tries not to let news and social media distract her from her studies.
And I said, I'm not going to be on Instagram, I'm not going to be on Facebook, because things are going to happen anyways. We can't really control them and move forward.
Sanchez is a graduate student at Miami University. She's been in the Miami Valley since the age of 12 when her family moved to the United States.
Directly from Mexico to Ohio. We've been in Ohio since then, 2006.
When Sanchez first arrived, she couldn't speak or understand English. But before long, she was fluent. She excelled in high school and started thinking about college. And it was around this time when she realized she was different from many of her fellow students. Teachers began excluding her from field trips and events.
We couldn't go because our parents didn't bring in our proper documents. That's when I realized that, so I will never be able to do things that I want to because the numbers they're looking for, I don't have it.
She didn't have a Social Security number. Up until that point, Sanchez says she had no concept of citizenship. After high school graduation in 2010, she wanted to go to college, but as an undocumented person, it was out of reach. She went to work instead. 2 years later, she saw a way forward when President Barack Obama's executive order created DACA. Sanchez enrolled part-time at a community college and later transferred to OSU. But even with her legal status under DACA, she was ineligible for in-state tuition or financial assistance. She worked multiple jobs to pay for school.
I didn't get any loans or I didn't get any financial aid at all. And I always think that I was able to graduate from college because my family were there to support me. Sometimes they couldn't support me economically, but they were there to push me to do my best.
Sanchez is one of nearly 800,000 DACA recipients across the country. They were brought by family members to the United States at age 16 or younger. And until now, these eligible DACA recipients have been able to renew their status every 2 years. Each application requires an extensive background check, including fingerprints. And now, with the future of the program in doubt, many DACA recipients fear their personal information will be used to deport them. It's a legitimate concern, says Dayton immigration attorney Karen Denise Bradley. At her high-rise office building downtown, she says she's advising her DACA clients to get their affairs in order and prepare for the worst. A knock on the door from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE.
ICE has their information, and there's nothing that would stop them from picking them up and placing them in deportation proceedings, because that's what the White House wants to see happen.
Nationally, according to the Department of Citizenship and Immigration Services, more than 20,000 DACA recipients failed to renew their applications by the October deadline. At Miami University, grad student Maria Sanchez is first in her family to graduate from college. She wants to continue with her education and find a job. She says she's not sure what she'll do if lawmakers don't reinstate DACA.
And I refuse to define me having a status and not be able to accomplish what I want to do as a graduate student, and I hope that it's worth it.
For now, she remains in limbo. Her fate is in the hands of Congress. Without a solution, Sanchez and thousands of other DACA recipients like her in Ohio could be forced to leave the country when the program ends in March. For WYSO, I'm Jess Mador. Thanks for listening to WYSO on WYSO.org and NPR One.